And this is Tuesday Night Sport on BBC Radio Sheffield. Between now and 9 o'clock, we're going to be talking more basketball. In fact, we're going to hear a report from our reporter Paul Taylor on the Respect Project that the Sheffield Sharks are doing, get a little bit more information about that. That's coming up after Fountains of Wayne.
This year for Christmas, there's something I'd really like. So if you're up there somewhere, Santa, please don't bring me another bike. And I don't play much basketball, but there's something kind of special that I want most of all. I want an alien for Christmas. Bring me an alien this year. I want a little green guy about 3 feet high with 17 eyes who knows how to fly. I want an alien for Christmas this year.
Bathtub, so don't worry about a thing. And I'll take him out for walks when it gets nicer in the spring. I'll always keep him company, he'll never be alone. And we can hang around the house all day and watch the twilight zone. I want an alien for Christmas. Bring me an alien this year. I want a little green guy about 3 feet high with 17 eyes who knows how to fly. I want an alien for Christmas this year.
BBC Radio Sheffield. Now, the Sheffield Sharks have been running the Respect Project since May last year in partnership with the South Yorkshire Housing Association. By the end of the academic year, the Sharks will have worked alongside an estimated 1,500 primary school children in minority areas in South Yorkshire. The project also works with South Yorkshire Police and the South Yorkshire Fire Service to promote taking part in sports events. Paul Taylor has this report for BBC Radio Sheffield.
Professional sports teams are often accused of being out of touch with the general public, especially in today's economic climate. However, you need look no further than South Yorkshire for an example of a sports team doing their bit to help the local community. 2 years ago, the Sheffield Sharks set up the Respect Programme with South Yorkshire Housing Association, designed to go to primary schools in priority areas and use basketball to encourage children to take part in positive activities. The Sharks operations manager Joel Mills explained what the project involves.
We go into the schools and we do a community awareness day where we talk to the kids about crime and antisocial behaviour, we talk to them about bullying, we talk to them about fire safety and arson, and we also do some basketball as a practical with them. That's a two-hour event and we do one of those in every school. And then following on from that, we deliver 6 hours coaching in each school as well. Following on from that, we deliver a basketball tournament which takes place at the English Institute of Sport. It's taken place, I think, every July so far for the past 2 years.
As a director, player and coach, Atiba Lyons is heavily involved in the running of most areas of the Sharks. I asked him what part he plays in the Respect Programme.
I really am more of implementing. I try to go there and do coaching whenever I have available time and, you know, just help out on the ground and do the actual the coaching and the talk to. But, you know, I think it's a great programme. I think a lot of kids can benefit from it.
The Sharks currently deliver the programme in 10 primary schools across South Yorkshire, working with approximately 1,000 kids in years 5 and 6. Pete Jepson of the South Yorkshire Housing Association told me what prompted them to get involved.
South Yorkshire Housing greatly value working with our communities and supporting people. After seeing sterling work done through the Sharks in other schools and with other projects, we wanted to be a big part of that, and hence we created the Basketball Respect Project.
What is the first thing that you would do if you saw someone being bullied? Right there. That's exactly right. Come on up. Good. Give them a clap.
I decided to come down to Maynall Primary School in Sheffield to see the Sharks programme in action, and I got a chance to speak to the players beforehand. As role models, they realise that children pay attention to what they do, as I found out from Mike Tuck and, first of all, Olu Babalola.
Anything we do, we want to make sure we look good for the kids so that they can say, oh, you know, we want to do that. So that goes with being on the court or off the court when they see us, you know, when we're walking around like the schools and stuff, or even in the street. We can't act silly because when they see that, it kind of confuses them.
A lot of the kids, you know, look up to us. A lot of our fan base are, you know, like young kids, so it's good to come back to the schools like this and do stuff for them and give back to the community.
For Maynall Primary School, the importance of projects like this is not lost on assistant head teacher James Glisson.
First of all, the importance of educating children and keeping themselves safe, that's so high on our school's agenda, all schools in the country. Also, the impact the children are able to have on better dealing with situations. So yeah, it's a real investment in our children.
Obviously, the main priority of this programme is the children themselves, but what do they like most about the day?
We got to play some basketball games that were really fun, and we learnt a few basketball skills, so yeah, it was great.
I enjoyed when we were playing snakes and ladders.
I enjoyed the basketball because it was really fun and I liked to throw it in things, but I weren't that good.
I mostly enjoyed the bit where we did basketball because I won nearly every game that we played.
So, no surprise that most of them enjoyed the basketball. However, it wasn't all just fun and games. I asked the children if there was anything important they had taken from the day.
I learnt a lot about why not to play on streets and what to do if you're being bullied.
I learnt that in a fire you shouldn't put toys near like a heater because they can cause a bigger fire.
I've learnt a lot more about bullying now, so I'm more firm with it.
That if you're bullied, scream it as loud as you can so you can get some attention and then run away.
As I discovered, it's not just the children that benefit from the Respect programme. The Sharks' Justin Dobbins discussed the sense of satisfaction he gets from being involved.
For me, it shows that, you know, I work well with anyone. You know, I can work well with children, you know, work well with, you know, guys that come in from other countries and be put together on one team to play together. And just for athletes, just in general, you know, it gives us that opportunity to be able to teach kids younger than us about different things in life and about basketball and, you know, basically helping them grow up.
As well as the players and South Yorkshire Housing Association, representatives from the emergency services were on hand to help educate the children.
If you land on one of the colours, you get to choose one of these cards that we will read out and have a bit of a laugh. You get these snakes. If you land on a snake's head, you slide down the snake to the bottom. If you land on the ladder, climb up the ladder. Okay, let's see how far we can get.
Local police officer Pete Roach has been involved in various projects with the Sharks in the past and he appreciates what the club are doing.
They're great role models. They put a really good message over to the kids. There's no airs and graces about these guys as well. They're in there, they're in with the kids. Can't beat it, it's fantastic.
Steve Vincent of South Yorkshire Fire Rescue told me what he would like to see from the programme going forward.
Just more regular occurrences of it, that's all I think. You know, every school should be given the opportunity to get involved if they can. I know Sheffield Sharks would find it difficult to go to every school in Sheffield, but the more we get in, the more schools the message gets out to, the better, and people are safer.
You guys have been absolutely fantastic today. Thank you for letting us see your school. Make a lot of noise for yourself right now.
Overall, apart from how much the children enjoyed the day, what struck me most was how well organised the programme is. It's clear from speaking to everyone involved that they're passionate about making this project work and expanding it further. If the programme can continue to grow and impact positively on more children, it can only benefit the South Yorkshire community as a whole.
Paul Taylor with that report there for BBC Radio Sheffield. What a great project as well by the Sheffield Sharks working in the community. And if you want to watch the Sharks do the day job, I suppose, and face the MK Lions, they are in action this Friday, 7:30 tip-off at the EIS. Should be a great game. Kids for a quid if the kids dress up in a Christmas costume.